Cemetery Torres. The aftermath. Requiem for a hermit. The holy hermit had fallen face down, having his blood mix with the water and the ashes of the cave. All of this together had created a kind of darkish mud that was not dissimilar in color to his own habit. Anyone coming to the cave would have assumed that the corpse of the hermit was just a bump in the mud. The only thing that distinguished the body of Giovanni from the rest of his surroundings was the slight gleam of a large dagger sticking out from his back. As the life force of the hermit continued to drain from him, he felt two people take hold of both his hands. His right hand was being held by Laureano de la Torre, who, true to his word, had come to give his soul final repose. His left hand had been clasped by the hand of a weary-looking Ramon Gonzalez, who had come to check out his well-being. As the holy hermit yielded up his spirit to follow the other dead man, he looked down to see his friend Ramon kneeling on the cave floor. Ramon was weeping loudly at the tragedy of his friend. The holy hermit was beside himself, this time as the ultimate bilocator, with body and soul gazing at each other in a final farewell. After he had regrouped his courage, Ramon Gonzalez hoisted the body of the holy hermit onto his own bay horse. He himself led the animal gently back down the slopes toward his house in Las Cruces. At home, he was met by Mrs. Armendariz, who took it upon herself to wash the body of Giovanni. As she sponged away the vile dust from him, she marveled at the stamp of a crucifix branded onto his chest and adorned by a circle of spike marks around his abdomen. She gathered up his hair shirt and folded it reverently, noting that it bore the slight scent of wild violets. Then she tucked away the hermit's rosary and breviary into a small trunk that she kept in her parlor and vested him again in his habit. The news of the hermit's murder spread like wildfire across the entire Mesilla Valley. More shocking than the foul deed itself was the rampant speculation that followed the announcement of the news. Who would have had the audacity to murder such a gentle creature? What would have been the motive? And what secrets did the holy man take to his grave with him? It was to remain one of the greatest mysteries of New Mexico for 100 years. A wake was held for the holy hermit in the church of San Albino the following night. He was stretched out within the confines of a simple black box flanked by 6 waxen tapers. It was a hot evening in April 17th of 1869. Padre Jose Cabeza de Vaca himself led the service for his dead friend. People came from as far north as Doña Ana and from as far south as El Paso to pay their final respects. After Mass, the hermit's coffin was carried on the shoulders of 6 sturdy men. They call this custom cargar en peso. As they bore him reverently to a hastily dug grave in the corner of La Mesilla Cemetery, people would come up and try to touch the coffin and then cross themselves. The box was lowered into its final resting place with the aid of 2 silken cords. Years later, the simple wooden cross that marked his burial spot would be replaced with a stone monument funded by donations from the people of La Mesilla. On it were chiseled the following words: Giovanni Maria Agostini Giustiniani, Hermit of the Old and the New World. It was a few days afterwards that Margarito Romero was tending to his business up in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Suddenly, he got on his horse and led it instinctively up to the former cave of the Holy Hermit. As he pulled the horse up to the entrance of the cave, he already knew what had happened. The grave was completely filled in, just as the hermit had foretold. That evening, los hermanos de la Confraternidad del Solitario came and prayed for the repose of his soul, accompanied by many people from Las Vegas. Don Margarito himself took a primitive photograph of the gathering at the hermit's cave. When he returned to town, he took the negatives down to his dark room to develop them. As the first of the photographs came out of the developing emulsion, Don Margarito was shocked. There, in the photograph, above the kneeling brotherhood, was the image of the Blessed Virgin surrounded by angels, blessing the Holy Hermit's place of rest. Was the Holy Hermit back in Las Vegas or in La Mesilla? A mystic with such rare gifts as Giovanni Maria Agostini Giustiniani would have had no trouble being present at both. In pace, requiescat. May he rest in peace. Amen. You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.